Man appeared in court Friday in connection with the May 2021 death of a Canton woman. 66-year-old Randall Talmadge of Canton was arraigned in common pleas court and pleaded not guilty to charges, including involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide for a functionally impaired person. Investigators say 71-year-old Lola Streetman was found dead in May 2021 with possible signs of neglect. Sierra Talmadge and Phyllis Green of Canton have also pleaded not guilty. All three are slated to return to court for a pretrial hearing May 20th. Canton police continue to investigate the death of a Canton woman found near Nimishillen Creek. 46-year-old Charisse Otis of Canton was discovered Tuesday afternoon near 3rd Street Southeast, bound and wrapped in blankets. A memorial was held Friday. Woman is behind bars on multiple charges after a traffic stop in Canton Thursday afternoon just before 5 o'clock. 38-year-old Christine Lewis was pulled over near Cleveland Avenue and 16th Street Northwest. Highway Patrol alleges she had a blood alcohol level of 0.216, nearly three times the legal limit, while driving with four children in the vehicle, ranging in age from 2 to 9. Lewis being held in lieu of bond at the Starr County Jail. She's charged with OVI and child endangering. OVI-related charges filed against a man following a Monday night crash in Alliance. 62-year-old Dwayne Knott was operating an electric wheelchair in the 400 block of East State Street around 9:15. Police say that's when he was struck by a car while crossing a road. Knott allegedly showed signs of intoxication, was taken to Altman Hospital for treatment, and later released on his own recognizance. He was scheduled to appear in Alliance Municipal Court Friday. Plain Township woman charged in a theft case involving an elderly man was scheduled for arraignment Friday. 35-year-old Erica Wenzel was taken into custody Thursday. Starr County Grand Jury indicted her and 43-year-old Jason McBroom of Mogador in February. He was arrested last month. The pair accused of stealing between $1,000 and $7,500 from the Canton man between November and January. Wenzel also charged with grand theft and unauthorized use of a vehicle. The woman allegedly used the victim's credit card and car without permission. McBroom has pleaded not guilty and is awaiting a pretrial hearing Tuesday. Man facing several firearm-related charges following an incident in Canton. 21-year-old Caius West of Canton arrested Thursday after police say was found with a loaded gun in a vehicle. He's also accused of opening fire on a roadway. West faces charges including discharge of a firearm and having weapons under disability. He was wanted on multiple warrants. Local law enforcement agencies receiving new state funding. Governor DeWine announced more than $3.4 million will go to 44 agencies in 28 counties. Starr County Sheriff's Office will get more than $135,000. Canton Police about $44,000. Mahoning County Sheriff's Office will receive about $297,000. Officials say the money will support investigations, targeted patrols, and new crime-fighting technology. Portage County Sheriff's Office says man faces federal charges after a drug package was intercepted in the mail last month. 37-year-old Grant Wilcox of Windham was taken into custody after authorities tracked a delivery containing about 140 grams of pressed methamphetamine. The operation involved the Sheriff's Office, U.S. Postal Inspectors, and the DEA. Wilcox facing separate federal counts of bank, wire, and postal fraud and electronics were seized during a search of his home. No injuries reported after a gas line was struck Thursday afternoon, forcing evacuations in Sebring. Officials say about 20 homes were cleared after a contractor installing fiber optic cable hit the line, causing two leaks. The incident happened between Pennsylvania and Oregon Avenues at 13th and 14th Streets. Authorities say approaching thunderstorms added concern about a possible explosion. Interviews expected to begin in May as the Salem School District searches for a new superintendent. The Board of Education posted the position Thursday with the goal of making a hire by June 1st. The opening follows the recent passing of Superintendent Sean Kirkland. Jamie Kiematz is serving as interim superintendent. Woman was scheduled to be arraigned Friday after police say she registered a blood alcohol level more than four times the legal limit following two crashes in Youngstown. 43-year-old Natasha McCray was cited for operating a vehicle under the influence after the Wednesday afternoon incidents. Police say the accidents occurred at South and Williamson Avenues and later at Belmont and West Rayan Avenues. Man sentenced to prison after a crash outside a Liberty Township Walmart. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Michael Durr of Liberty Township rammed a vehicle carrying the mother of his child and their infant during a November incident. The jury found him not guilty of felonious assault, but convicted him of weapons and domestic violence charges and sentenced him to 3 years in prison, plus 6 months in jail. Man sentenced to decades in prison after pleading guilty in a Trumbull County sex crimes case, 43-year-old Brian Christensen of Niles. Trumbull County prosecutors say the case involves three victims under the age of 13. The plea was entered Thursday in common pleas court.